Yelena Radonich is the founder of WhatWork, and her mission in life is to help people really enjoy what they're doing in their career. See, the problem is we spend 90,000 hours on work in our lifetime. And if we're unhappy for all that time, wow, that's just no way to live. So she guides people on how to find out what they really want to be when they grow up, and then gives them all the tools, know-how, and fearlessness to reach out and get it. She shares a lot about her story on what work was like for her and realizing the impact she could have in thousands of other people's lives. Now, if you're listening and realizing you're hating the idea of getting up and schlubbing to another terrible day at work, you might just need to talk with Yelena. Find her at her site, whatwork.co.uk, where you can take a free assessment quiz along with having a complimentary call with her. Or you can find her on LinkedIn and as a published author at places like Forbes and Thrive Global. For now, though, let's get into the conversation already in progress. It does. I guess I've just learned how to be funny over the years. You know, you got to laugh. How are things where you're at right now? I know you're in the, because you're in the UK, right?
Yes, I'm in London and things are, what can I say? At least that doesn't rain today, so I'm happy. That's the biggest win of the day.
There we go. Now, I know things were a little bit like, I want to say dicey, wild. I know you guys had like an outbreak again, so hopefully that's going okay. I mean, are they closing a bunch of stuff down? Is it inconvenient?
Yes,
is it okay?
Everything's closed. I think the airports are still open, but I'm not braving that. I do go out daily for an exercise, and that's about it, really.
Okay.
So yeah, we just have to stay put and do whatever we can inwards, like tune into the inner world. That's what I'm doing.
There we go. Got to have a good imagination. There's not much to do out there. That's the same thing here. We're like, every other day it seems like they're just different businesses change. Like people decide like, okay, you can come inside, you can't come inside. You got to wear a mask, no mask. And it's like, okay. So you got to keep this laundry list of like, where to go, what to have, prepare, that kind of thing. And it's been a logistic nightmare, you know, but we're getting through it. So tell me a little bit about what your company does. I know we talked about it a little bit before, but what does your company do?
Sure. I called my consultancy What Work, because it's all about work. I'm a career coach and leadership development coach. Basically, to sum it up in one sentence, I care very much about what people do and how happy they are with their work life. So what I do is I support them to actually identify, reach and retain the career they love and ideally thrive in. I deliberately use the word work because career these days can mean anything really, because we're talking here freelancers, contracts, remote working, full-time employment, part-time, entrepreneurs. So I prefer the word work, basically what we do for living.
Okay. Solid. There's not a lot of people doing what you do. You know, there's very few people out there that are like, how do you help people enjoy what they're doing? Because I had a good chat with somebody yesterday talking about this very thing, about how a lot of us go through our careers and we're just not happy and we feel stuck because, oh my goodness, this is all there is, you know, 50 years stuck, right? It's like, that is not the place to be. That's not the place to be. Well, how'd you decide to start that up? I mean, what, you know, in your life, your own career, like what led you to make that decision?
Sure. Well, when you said 50 years stuck, that sounded horrible, really. And apparently we work 90,000 hours over an average lifetime. That's 90,000 hours. So that's an awful lot of hours. And I always start with that thinking, okay, how do I want to spend all of these hours? Happy or miserable? Or do I want to create value? Do I want to have some meaning and purpose? Do I want to work for a greater good? Different people have different values. That's what we work on, because, you know, an ideal career or a career journey is not the same. It's actually different for everyone. And how I got into this, my background originally is in recruitment. So my career started in Japan, and I was there for 4 years, and then I moved to London. And recruitment at the time was early career and graduate recruitment. So for me, that sort of work had a lot of appeal and meaning as well, because I was helping young, ambitious graduates, find their dream jobs internationally. So we're talking here about pioneering efforts in cross-border recruitment. That's what it was called at the time, where people were just starting to recruit. There were Europeans and Americans going into Asian companies, and then in Europe, once I moved to London, I organized events to actually source and supply top talent into companies in the UK, Germany, France, and so forth. When I say top talent, I mean mostly from everywhere in Europe, but also from Asia. So that was fascinating. I loved it, and pretty much most of my career was to do with some sort of recruitment. My last job was helping universities and business schools attract master students, particularly masters of MBA and executive MBA, so sort of high-level business education. So that was also recruitment, but for education rather than for jobs. But it gave me a really good overview of how people develop and what role education plays in their lives, and why some people are successful and fulfilled, depending on whether they had education or not. And there's no one size fits all. Everyone creates their own destiny, so to speak. So that fascinated me, and I started to look into various aspects of personal development and professional development as well.
Nice.
And I started that business about 5 years ago, once I had already left full-time employment, and that just came to me as a natural sort of continuation of what I had been doing, but with a slightly different slant.
That is cool. It's neat how talking with fellow, yeah, well, I mean, you've got this steady progression, and I think a lot of people believe that, oh, if you're going to start a business, it's either going to be exactly like what you were just doing for like 25 years, or it's just a total difference. Like you go from being a software developer to a rodeo clown or something like that, right? But it's cool because I can see there's a progression like from where you started, and then you just keep adding a little bit, adding a little bit, and then here you are. It's not like a huge boom thing. It's just, hey, I'm doing this
Exactly.
myself, right? I'm working for myself instead of other people. That's neat.
Thank you.
I
I
like
think
that.
also when I was trying to figure out what it is that I want to do, and I knew for a while I wanted to work for myself. But I have to say, I'm a late bloomer in the sense of, my entrepreneurial journey. I started it quite late compared to perhaps some other people and some guests on your podcast. I've listened to a few episodes. They're fascinating. So I started already, well into maturity of my life and my career. But I looked at something that will bring together all aspects of my life. And one aspect that I didn't mention was that alongside this corporate career, I also was very much interested in personal development, spirituality, and so on. So I worked with a spiritual teacher for 5 years. I have done different transformational coaching programs, lots of different things. And then I thought, okay, how can I bring that together with recruitment, jobs, work, careers, education? And then it just all sort of it transpired that there is career coaching and helping people get that fulfillment in their work life.
Okay. So you're bringing your whole self to work, it sounds like.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
love
Absolutely, yes. And that's the beauty of it. That's why I love it too.
Yeah, awesome. Well, what have been some of the biggest challenges, or I guess one big challenge that you've overcome on the journey that you can think of? Like, whoa, that really sucked. I'm glad that's over with. Like, what was it that happened?
Okay, in terms of starting my own business and running it, gosh, there were more than one challenge for sure. I'd say in the beginning, probably lots of entrepreneurs would acknowledge that. You're trying to do everything by yourself, And I'm a very hardworking and driven person. I need to remember that I was trained in Japan. That was my first corporate job. And you know, that the work ethic that Japanese have when it comes to work, you know, it's really insane. So working for myself and building something, I had no one to tell me what to do, but neither to determine my working hours. So I worked all hours, particularly this year, 2020, because of the lockdown and everything. I just buckled down and worked.
What else are you going to do, right?
Exactly. So I produced quite a lot of good stuff this last year. But one thing is obviously, you know, learning to delegate and to outsource and to let go, even in the early stages of the business, because you cannot handle everything by yourself, because you will burn out, or you will even get to the point where you can, you know, you start hating what you're doing because it becomes too much. So I'd just say, you know, being vigilant about how you run your business so that it doesn't take your life over completely and, you know, for all times.
You know, that is a recurring theme that I'm hearing from a lot of entrepreneurs. I think 2020 was for a lot of people the year of burnout, because they did exactly that. Like I was saying that in jest before, like, well, everything's shut down. What else am I going to do? I guess I'll work some more billable hours. But man, it's such an easy trap to fall into, because I think we have this mindset of, hey, we're striking out, we're doing our own thing. There's some extent of I'm taking control of my destiny, and then that slops over into I'm going to take control of every possible thing in the business. And it's like, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. And I've had to learn that myself too, but I'm glad you learned that. Has there been anything else that you've learned about yourself as part of this journey? Like I think you said you've been in business for 5 years now,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the 5 years, and we're like the same age entrepreneurially, yay. What else have you learned about yourself? Any like major life lessons, spiritual awakenings, anything like that?
Wow, I guess it's been continuous growth. It's accelerated growth, I think. And I found myself that the more I grow, the more I'm able to solve bigger problems of my clients. Not that I solve them directly, because I'm a coach, so my role is to ask them and question them and inspire them and challenge them and support them so that they solve their own problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of coaching and really being a powerful coach, you really need to be courageous, and you need to risk everything to step out there and really expand your comfort zone beyond belief, because you're serving the client, and whatever they need, you need to be able to, without fear, without judgment, without holding back, you need to be able to, you know, to challenge them or support them or just provide the space for them to find their answers, to get insight, which is then going to propel them into action. So I'd say that has been the biggest learning, overcoming, getting over myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not important. I'm here to serve the client, and who cares, you know, if I'm worried, if I appear like this, that, or the other. You just need to forget all of that and serve fully and powerfully as a coach. That's my belief. And that's when you really see results and your clients fly. And you fly with them. So the growth is actually mutual. I also learn a lot from my clients. It's not like I'm in some way superior and they're here to listen to me. Not at all. I learn from them as well.
Nice. You touched on something just now where you said risk everything, and immediately what brought to mind was sometimes we get into this, we go into entrepreneurship thinking, okay, what do I have to risk? What do I have to risk? Can I give this up? Can I do without this? Can I do? And it's like, that kind of goes out the window, because you're still focused on self. You're focused on what do I have to give up? And it's like, don't worry about that. Focus solely on serving the people around you. And you're absolutely right. You know, as somebody that's been on both sides of that coin myself, I know what it's like to try to run a business thinking, well, you know, how do I make it easier for myself rather than, well, I'm here to serve the people, you know? And business goes really well when you put the customer first. Wonder of wonders, right?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad too that you learn stuff from people. It shows that you're always looking to refine your process and you're always looking for ways to improve. You haven't got it figured out, and don't sit there and lie to me and tell me you do. I know you don't. None of us do, right? We're figuring things out.
it's a lifetime journey, I think. And the moment you think you nailed something, the moment you think, oh, I know this, that's when you lose it.
Yeah. As soon as you think it. Yep. As soon as you think you got it, you ain't got it. That's
And also my philosophies of being humble. And yes, of course, I appreciate my own efforts and successes, but at the same time, there's always much more to learn and to grow and to change. And yes, to refine the process, to become better at it, to serve clients more powerfully, to facilitate bigger transformations, because I've seen, I specialize actually in career transitions. So people come to me who really want to leave what they've been doing and have a radical change. Or sometimes the change is not as radical, but then could be a complex transition if it involves family or geographical, you know, relocation. I also get those who want to start on their own, and they say, I've been made redundant and I'm sick of it anyway, and what can I do now? There are also those who are like a couple of clients literally I spoke with today, who are developing a side hustle at the moment. It's just a side idea, a business, while they're still in full-time employment, but I'm helping them bounce those ideas and support them, having myself gone through the early stages of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Neat. Well, what do you wish somebody had told you about entrepreneurship just 5 years ago? Like back when you first started, really? Like, oh, if you'd had this piece of information, it would have been easier. What would that be?
I don't know if it would have been easier. I could have potentially started earlier. I got this thing about the time, because there were times before when I thought I really want to do something on my own, but then, you know, you find excuses or obligations, and it's about this, you know, keeping the security, stepping out and risking it all. So I guess if anyone had given me any advice at the time, it would have been, what would have reassured me is that any time is good. When you feel ready, go for it. It doesn't matter what age you are. Some people start early, some people can start later. Depends on their background, depends on what actually they want to achieve and what type of business they want to build. So I guess, yeah, I wouldn't have then pondered as much about, oh, why didn't I do this earlier? Look at this, you know, these are 35-year-olds and they've been in the business for 10 years and where was I? So that's not helpful. Any time is good if you feel it's the right time for you. Then go for it.
I agree 100%. You know, here in the U.S., there's a fried chicken chain called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes,
okay, I didn't know if they were in the U.K. I don't know how widespread it is, but yeah, they're good. They make good chicken. But the guy, Colonel Sanders, founded it in his late 60s. I think he was at the end of himself and he's like, well, I know how to make chicken, so I'm going to sell chicken. And he did. And
amazing.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to, I know you said earlier before, you're like, I'm a late bloomer. I mean, Colonel Sanders is like my spirit animal. I didn't really start my business until I was 30. How old am I now? I'm almost 40. So 33 or 34. I can't math. It's too early in the morning and it's too cold outside. My brain's not working, but it's like, no, it's okay. It's good. I'm awake. I get up at 5 anyway, because that's what entrepreneurs do, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I try not to think of myself as a late bloomer. It's like, you're always right. You're where you need to be at the right time. You're not late. You're not early.
Exactly.
You made it. Awesome. Well, do you have any sage advice for people that are maybe just starting out on their journey? You know, like maybe you could be that, here's some information that 5 years from now, you're going to be like, man, I'm glad Yelena told me about that. What would that be?
I'd say perseverance is very, very important. So don't give up, because I see people try and give up and they just don't, you know, they don't do it full justice. So obviously it is important to take into account how your business is performing. And I'd say especially with the development of technology in recent years or decades, you know, there is so much opportunity for everything and anything. But at the same time, this cycle of kind of rise and fall and, you know, the burn rate is very high. So businesses pop up and disappear. But I would just say, you know, give it your absolute best, and don't give up. Just be persistent, because highs and lows are to be expected. And if there is an obstacle, if you cannot go through it, maybe there's a way around it, underneath or over.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Nice. Well, that's good advice. I wish I had heard that 5 years ago, but I heard it now, and I heard it just in the right time, and so did everybody else that's listening to this episode. How would people track you down? Like if they're thinking, oh, I'm tired of the grind, I need to find this Yelena lady, how would they track you down? Where are you at? You got a website?
Yes, absolutely. The website is whatwork.co.uk.
All right.
I'm also on LinkedIn a lot. And I also write and publish content, not just on my blog, but in various sort of publications, which are all online now, like Forbes Coaches Council, Thrive Global, and so on. But on my website, one thing that I'd recommend is my career fitness quiz. So whether you are an entrepreneur or a career professional or both, or you're considering a transition, the quiz is a really nice tool. It takes 2 or 3 minutes to take, and it will give you personalized feedback on, you know, what areas need attention. In other words, are you clear on your values and, you know, how fulfilled you are in whatever you're doing, as well as how prepared you are for change.
Okay.
So whatwork.co.uk.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to stick that in the show notes and let people know that, you know, they can find you there and on LinkedIn, but then they can also take that quiz and be like, all right, how do I stack up? Do I need to just drop everything on the floor and start a business? And I know, of course, you're just going to say yes. It's going to be whatever they put in there. You'll just say, yeah, do the thing right now.
they have the option to talk to me afterwards. And that's a complimentary discovery call. Whoever takes my quiz, they will get this personalized result, and then they can book a discovery call with me, and we go through the results, and that's all available and free, and they will get a lot of insight just from that session, because that's what I do. I like to give value up front.
Nice. Well, I may have trying to type while I'm talking. I may have some questions about that quiz, because that's something I want to bounce off of you. But for right now, I'll let you hop off. And it's been really good chatting with you today. Always good to meet a fellow entrepreneur, and one who, you know, makes entrepreneurs out of other people. So it's like you're the mother of entrepreneurs. That's exciting. You have a cool job.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Michael. It was a real pleasure.
Well, thank you. All right. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast? Would I be a fit? Yes. Yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share. And this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on. And also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at Arch DevOps.